Hello and welcome to the Common Man Podcast. My guest today is John Lawyer. Thank you for joining me today, John.
Thanks, Lorenzo. I really appreciate it.
Of course. I'd like to start off with your background. You know, I understand you have a great story. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are and your background?
Sure. I grew up in a small town in Oklahoma, rural, about 8,000 people, you know, solid family, a couple of parents, older sister. As I got older, I kind of knew I wasn't going to go to college. So I decided I was going to enlist in the U.S. Army and did that not too long before 9/11. And then the war kicked off. And then as a soldier and then as a civilian doing kind of the same job after, I spent about 12 of the first 15 years of my adult life kind of at war doing stuff like that as a counterintelligence special agent doing counterterrorism work. And then I finally figured out I'm kind of burnt out, came home and kind of lost for a while. And then I kind of had a spiritual moment, awakening, understanding, whatever you want to call it. And I decided I wanted to start up a online nonprofit spiritual community. And that's kind of taken me the last couple of years, 2 years plus, and here I am talking to you.
Wow. That's awesome. How many siblings did you have? And, you know, what are you, the second oldest or are you the youngest?
Yeah, I'm the youngest, just one sister. And like I said, she was 2 years older than me. We're kind of different. She was always driven. She was valedictorian. She was, like head cheerleader and tennis player and all that. She went to Smith College and was educated. So she took a really different, we had kind of had different paths.
Yeah. What was that decision like getting into the Army?
You know, for me, I knew that I wanted to do something to get out, kind of want to get out of Oklahoma. I really enjoyed where I grew up. I appreciate my community and all that, but I wanted to go see the world and do something different. And I knew that I didn't want to go to, I didn't really care for school too much. So I figured since I wasn't going to go to college, I figured the military would be the best way to go see the world. I wanted to do intelligence counterterrorism work. I figured that would be the best way to get into that. If I could kind of make that happen and manage it. So that was kind of what drove me that direction.
I feel like a lot of people have the same story. Like, do you find that when you were in the Army? Like, I'm sure like a lot of your, you know, brothers and sisters that you know, meet there, did it feel like the same kind of thing and bond over that similarly story?
I think so. There's, you know, I think it takes a bit of an exploration mindset to join the military. You got to have a sense of adventure a little bit. And we all join for different reasons maybe, but I think the driving motivation behind it is also that adventure, sense of adventure, sense of getting out of maybe getting out of somewhere and going and doing something very different.
Yeah. We have a lot of young listeners here. What would you say to someone that's, you know, 18, they're maybe getting approached? I know I was approached, you know, to join the Marines and things like that. You know, what advice could you pass on to someone that's getting approached maybe?
I'd say it's a really good option. I'd say take your time. Like, don't just do it impulsively. Think about it. But the military has some great things that it offers. It offers its stability. It offers great healthcare and there's benefits. You do get to, you learn a lot. You learn a lot about people. You learn a lot about yourself. You do get to see the world. Some of the best of it, some of the worst of it. And so I think that, you know, when I first got to my unit, we had this brigade commander, the Fulbert Colonel, and he used to tell us, he's like, it doesn't matter why you joined. Eventually we're going to go to war, whether it was for college or to get out or for whatever. And, you know, we did go to war. So I would say if you join, you know, join for the right reasons, you know, college, money, bonus, whatever, stability, that's all okay. But just know, you never know what's going to happen. You never know where you're going to go. I think you have to kind of accept that up front ahead of time.
Yeah. That's good. That's good advice. What was your mindset when you first got in? Like, was it like a culture shift? And then what was like one of the your favorite spots that you went to, I guess?
Yeah, it was a culture shift for me. I was a very laid back person. I was kind of this life is too important to be taken seriously kind of dude. Didn't go to school much, you know, so I having to go to work every day and do PT, you know, physical training and do all that. It was a shock. I was kind of mentally kind of prepared for it, but not completely. And so it was definitely a shift for me. And I really enjoyed it. I responded to it. I always told myself, and I always tell people now, the military is often you get out of it what you put into it too. Like, there's a lot of room for growth. There's a lot of room to advance. And if you show that you're motivated, if you show that you're, you know, willing to do X, Y, and Z, you can pretty much do anything. You could advance. You can be a leader. You can get really specialized job training, even beyond what you kind of enlisted for or became an officer for. And so, and my favorite place, I mean, I spent 2.5 years in Kuwait. I have a real affinity for the Kuwaiti people, and I love the desert. And I had some bad times there, but I had some good times there. So it was a good place.
What did you learn most, I guess? You said you learn a lot about yourself. You know, what did you learn most about yourself?
Yeah, we're very resilient. You know, humans are very resilient. And even through adversity, we can do amazing things. We can be brave. We can, you know, put aside fear and accomplish amazing things. If we dedicate ourselves to something, like really in a purposeful way and a really intentional way, people will recognize that. You'll recognize yourself for it, but people around you will recognize it. And I think that's a great message that people, you know, need to hear is like, you know, it's about, I think you got to believe in it too. You know, it's not just something that's passive, but it's that belief, you know, it's that idea that, oh, I can do this. I think the military was a great place for me to kind of learn that about myself, learn that about what I could be for myself, what I could be for other people.
Man, that's so powerful. And I like what you said in your previous answer as well, is because that can apply to so many things, you know, even young people, doesn't matter what age you are, there's resiliency, you know, if you find purpose, you can literally do almost anything you want if you apply yourself, right? You always get in, you know, take what you can get. And I think it's really powerful what you said, and I really wanted to highlight that.
Thank you.
You know, you have a very zen way about you. You're very chill and relaxed. I like that. There was a podcast I was listening that you were a guest on, and you spoke about having, you know, there was a little zen in your job in the military. But you also said there was zen in darkness, and that really jumped out at me. And I'm like, can you expand on that?
Yeah, I think we really shy away from darkness in our society and our culture, especially in modern, especially Western culture, I think. But darkness is a part of us. Like, darkness is within us. We often do things ourselves that are kind of they walk that line that's towards darkness. I mean, the military industrial complex is pretty dark. It does some great things. It does some good things. I don't discount that at all. I think there are some great things that it does. But darkness is a part of us, and if we just accept it, I think we're more at peace and calm with ourselves, because there's this whole part of us that if we believe we don't have darkness inside of us, then we're just kind of like not admitting who we are or accepting who we are. So I think when we accept who and what we are, and I think accepting that there's dark in the world, I mean, I don't focus on the negative. I very much focus on the positive and the light in my current path, my current way of life. But I also acknowledge that the universe is light and dark. We're kind of walking that balance in between. And so, you know, it's where we choose to put our attention. And I think the darkness is very much part of that equation.
Yeah. It's that yin and yang, right? That push and pull, the light and dark, the angel and the devil on each shoulder, right? And now how do you think, you know, you changed as a person before your time in the military till now?
Man, that's a powerful question. I told myself, I kind of knew that the Army had a tendency to change people And I told myself when I went in, I said, look, like, don't lose yourself. Like, you can change, you can advance, you can grow, but don't lose your essence. I tried to protect that while I was in. I mean, I lost part of it. I lost my youth to an extent. Mm. But I still try to hold on to that magic of childhood, that magic of essence of who I was in my core. And I protected it. And I would encourage young people who are doing anything where they might lose themselves, whether it's a driven professional job in corporate world or whether it's the military, whatever it is, to make sure you don't lose yourself. Like keep that essence of childhood, that magic of childhood, that essence of who you are. I would say protect that. And I tried to do that. And it was an imperfect path trying to keep my essence. But I think I was able to hold on to a good chunk of it.
And, you know, what's a practical step? Like, how do you like hold on to that? Like, what do you do to practice, you know, keeping what's you yours, you know?
I think a good way to do it now and is to take some time for yourself every day that's just for you. Mm. People can call it meditation. You can call it prayer. There's a lot of different things that you know, just quiet reflection. People call it different things. I think that where you just sit with yourself and you're like, you know, what are my values? What are my beliefs? Who am I? And then get to know yourself, because it's there. And that, if you do that every day, it can be for 5 minutes. I mean, and we're so busy.
Yeah.
And we have all these demands, right? But there is time. We have time. And 5 minutes sounds like a lot, because it's something I got to do. Oh, I got to do this every day. That's a habit. That's your routine. That's something that's big, but it's not. Like, if we start it small, and it could be 5 minutes a day for the rest of your life, you'd be a lot better off.
Yeah. I know it's probably small, but I tell my wife this all the time. Like, she's always in a rush, always in a hurry, always, you know, rushing things. It's just like, you know, calm down, like, live life. It's okay. It's okay to live. Like, like, take a look around you, like, you know, yes, be present. Like, it's so important to just, because if you're always going, then yeah, you're gonna miss what's around you or miss who's around you. And I think it's very important to slow down. So earlier in this interview, you talked about like a spiritual kind of a change that happened in you. I don't know, maybe for lack of better words, I don't know, spiritual awakening or something.
Yeah.
What was that like, and what did it do for you?
Well, it was a very sudden thing for me. It was like a bolt of lightning. One night, my wife was asleep. I was laying in bed. It was just kind of understanding the oneness of the world, you know, that we're all connected. And it changed my life. I mean, completely. I wasn't on a spiritual path that I knew. I mean, I was, but I just didn't know it. So now my life's completely different. I am way more aware and intentional with what I'm doing. I feel like I've figured out what my higher purpose is and my Dharma, and that I'm living that in alignment with my life, which I think connects my mind, body, and soul. And that makes me happier. It was this kind of life-changing thing.
And what was the perspective shift? What did it feel like? Was it emotional? Did you light up? Did you want to go for a run? Like, what, were you energized? What was that like?
Oh yeah. Full of energy. I read like, I knew what had happened to me in my head. I didn't know how to talk about it with other people necessarily, because I wasn't familiar with like spiritual nomenclature or vocabulary. So I think I read like 40 books and or 60 books in like 4 months, and
wow,
you know, got online and you know, read through spiritual communities and stuff on different places and Reddit, and just tried to figure out what all the kids were talking about. So yeah, it was this energetic thing, and I knew I wanted to start a nonprofit online community. So I also was like, how do I do that? So it's like, there's administrative stuff and technical stuff and creative stuff. So it was all this stuff kind of happening all at one time.
And did you figure out what your why was? Like, why are you doing this? And yeah. And what is that like?
Yeah, that came to me. And its higher purpose, like the Hindu Dharma, like what, you know, I believe that each of us have a higher purpose in life in this world. It's probably unique to each one of us. I think it can mm-hmm. change through our lives. And I felt like mine was to help people help themselves, like find their wholeness, whether they knew it or not, that wholeness is always there inside. There's always light inside, and that we could all have better, more open-minded conversations with each other, even if we have disagreements about our ultimate beliefs or philosophies.
And is that what the Kashar spiritual community, is that what it's all about?
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Mind, body, soul alignment. It's about if I don't know what my spirituality looks like, can I figure that out? So we'll help you there. And we're not going to tell you what it is. It's for you to decide. Like, because we are each unique. We're supposed to be empowered within ourselves. And, you know, it's a place where people, you know, we have guided meditations and affirmations and journaling prompts. And we just have conversations. We, you know, chats and memes and stuff. And
who is this community for?
It's for anybody from a driven professional to a stay-at-home parent, but it's really anybody who wants to be more in tune with what their spirituality looks like. Because if we're missing that part of our life, we're probably not going to be as whole as we could be. Mm. And so anybody can really benefit from being more aligned in mind, body, soul. Like, and how do you intersect that spiritual path with this day-to-day life, this reality that we're walking through our job, through hobbies and husband and wife and kids and all that?
Is there a teaser or something like a practical step maybe that someone can try on their own that might be interested, but it's not there quite yet, you know, what that looks like?
Yeah, I would say there's tons of different ways to get started in a spiritual sense. I think meditation is a great place to start. I think part of it, though, beyond stuff that's like, because that might take some more intention, but sit down and say, what do I want to do with my life? Like, what are my values? What are my beliefs? And what's my higher purpose? Just ask that question. Write it down on a piece of paper or on your phone. What's my higher purpose? Like, what do I want to do? What lights me up? What do I get so excited about that I can't wait to wake up and do it the next day? And that kind of stuff. We have a YouTube channel, too, that it's free, open to the public, and has great advice on people who are starting out and trying to figure themselves out. And we have videos on different subjects and stuff that can help people get started.
Yeah, that's good. I have a lot of listeners that are, you know, any age from 17 to 34. A lot of us are having those questions like, what is my purpose? What am I here for? Right. Those are so like such big questions. Like, how do you approach someone that asks you that?
Yeah, I think I see what you're saying. It's like, how do you get started, right? I think it's about saying spirituality can be this big, overwhelming thing. I made a video about this very subject the other day. Spirituality is not something esoteric that you can't touch. You can reach out and touch it. It's something inside of you. It's that deep self. I call it the self with a capital S, or it could be that connection to the divine or that oneness. People call it different stuff. People think of it differently. Some scientists call it just base consciousness that they know exists, but they can't prove it, but they know it's there. So when you talk about like, I can't even get my head around it, like figuring out my higher purpose is, or meditating, or figuring out what my spiritual belief is, just think on it for a minute. Like, stop and just maybe spend 10 minutes thinking, you know, like, what do I believe in? Like, what lifts me up? What's this value that I do? You know, we talk about values and beliefs. Do we have values and beliefs that are outside of what society has kind of told us that we have to believe or have to value? Like, what do I value? What are the things that are really important to me? Friends, family, loving kindness, you know, whatever, relationships, self-love. There's all different kinds of stuff out there.
Now, what would you say is the difference between, you know, spirituality that you found and then maybe someone doing self-help or personal development?
Yeah, I see those very overlapping. I think people who are doing self-help, self-development, I think it's spirituality by a different name. It's self-improvement. Even if there's, you know, because spirituality doesn't have to be like religious or faith-based or anything like that, right? So I think when you're doing self-help and self-development, you're bettering yourself. You're getting to know yourself. You are figuring out a way to be grounded and centered within yourself. I think these are all things that have been basic spirituality for centuries. So I think the people that are into self-development and self-help overlap very much with people who are on a spiritual path, even if we have different vocabulary in the way that we describe things. I like when I study and read, I try to read a book a week if I can. And I rotate self-help and self-improvement as one of those every 6 or 7 weeks that I rotate through that genre.
And what do you, what book do you think has been most impactful to you?
That's a good question. That's a hard question.
yeah, because you've read so many.
Yeah. There's a book by Robin Wall Kimmerer. It's called Braiding Sweetgrass. It's about the fact that we aren't in nature, we are nature. She's Anishinaabe Native American. And it's a great book. And I think it's the one that helped me the most as far as like understanding my connection with the world.
And who has been the most impactful to you as a person, like as a mentor, as a coach?
Yeah, I'm going to go old school here. And I'm going to say that I read one book by Tony Robbins, and I take notes when I read. I take a lot of notes when I read. I take quotes. I also write my own thoughts down in an app that I have for that. And I took more notes and saved more quotes from that book, probably double more than I did in any other book that I read. And it's not because he's necessarily saying anything more than everybody else. I think he takes everything that everyone else is saying and distills it down into a very usable manner, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, and that's important, right? Because like, you can say all these big words, you can, you know, make up all these strategies and things, but it's like, at the end of the day, it comes down to, you know, we're all trying to help each other, we're trying to help ourselves, we're trying to grow and things like that. And I like how he explains it as well. So I want to get into where do you think that came from you, of wanting to help others? Like, where do you think that stemmed from?
I've always been someone that wanted to help people. And it's always been something that's been important to me my whole life. Just one of my, it's kind of natural the way I was. And, but you know, when I had my kind of, you know, spiritual awakening or whatever, I just knew that's what I was supposed to do. It's like, it's just what was natural to me. The universe was like, here's your path. And I was like, yeah, okay, this makes perfect sense to me. I'm cool with that.
And, so two final questions here as we wrap up. You know, the first thing is, you know, where can people follow you? Where can people get connected with you? What can people expect, you know, when they go to your website and things like that? And then the final thing is there something that you'd like the listeners to take away from this conversation today? Is there something maybe I haven't asked you about that you wanted to get across?
Sure. They can find us at our main site is called kishar.org, kishar.org. That's our main entrance to our community. We have one-on-one individual spiritual guidance and coaching. There's links to our socials, which are at Kishar Spiritual. We have a pretty cool YouTube channel that's linked there. And as far as last parting advice, I would say don't chase perfection. It doesn't exist. It's okay to mess up. It's okay to be imperfect. Be good or be great. Don't be perfect, because we don't have to be perfect. It's okay.
I love that. Wow. Thank you so much, John. I love this conversation here today. And thank you for your service. That's one thing I should have started out with. Thank you so much for your service. I mean, we talked about, you know, the military industrial complex and, you know, how there can be darkness. But like, as someone that is, you know, able to sit in his living room and enjoy the comforts and, you know, have my dog sitting next to me and not have to worry about that darkness, you know, it means a lot to me. So I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I love the message that you're putting out in the world too. So thank you for that.
Of course. So thank you for joining the podcast, and, you know, we'll make sure to get it out and have people visit your page and get connected with you. Thank you.
Thank you.